Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and welcome. My name is Barbara Derrick. I'm your arts leadership consultant, coach, mentor from Native Studio Art. We are more than just paint, bringing to you a radio blog on issues core to who you are and where you're wanting to be empowered. Too often we find ourselves struggling to believe in ourselves, gain confidence in the business of everyday life, and to all creative people out there, arts is in everything we do. The topic of empowering ourselves is about finding how to stay true to ourselves to be the best version of ourselves. Ever have writer's or artistic block? It could be that you have placed a boulder in the way. You can find our discussions here on Radio Blog or ask about our newsletter to stay up to date on all those things that matter to you. Bye for now. Hi there, Barbara Derrick from Native Studio Art. I am so happy that we're here together again. This is our second radio blog, and I'm glad you could attend. Today's topic is self-strength, and I've discovered that empowerment discussions within our arts leadership context has been really, really positive. So, just a little bit about self-strength. One of the items or products that I used to bring out was a deck of cards from a Sun Bear collection called Medicine Cards, The Discovery of Power Through the Ways of Animals. And it was always the best icebreaker I could find when meeting new people and developing a focus on my week and helping others to also develop that focus. Before we get started, I'd like to ask you a question so that you could think about it as I continue with sharing with you about my medicine totem. We'll call them medicine totems. We could also call them empowerment figures. So if you woke up tomorrow as an animal, what animal would you choose to be and why? Now I want you to think about that once again, asking the question. If you woke up tomorrow as an animal, what animal would you choose to be and why? So while you're thinking about that, and before you call in, I'm going to share with you a little bit about some of the bear interpretations which I've chosen. And I'm also going to give you a tiny bit of information about why my people, the Chilcotin people, aspire in the bear. So let's take a look at the bear and see what comes up for us in terms of my sharing of my empowerment totem. In seeking answers or advice from others, you may have placed your own feelings and knowing aside. The time has come to regain your authority, for no one knows better than yourself what is proper and timely for your evolution. Reclaim the power of knowing. Find joy in the silence and richness of the mother's womb. Allow the thoughts of confusion to be laid to rest as clarity emerges from the west, nurturing your dreams as the earth mother nourishes us all. Bear, in the contrary position, is a teaching that you only you are your own advisor. Sorry about that. It's kind of a mumbled mess here, but you are the only one to achieve your goals. Anything less than the doing of that which gives you the most joy is denial. To achieve happiness, you must know yourself. To know yourself is to know your body, your mind, and your spirit. Use your strengths to overcome your weaknesses and know that both are necessary in your evolution. Journey with the bear to the quietness of your cave and hibernate in silence. Dream your dreams and own them. Then in strength you will be ready to discover the honey that is waiting in the tree of life. Bear also stresses the importance of the time to nurture your dreams and aspirations in a quiet period and to seek ways to own them so that you can become practical with your reality. So that was a little bit of about the bear. And I just wanted to give you a little insight into the definitions of Native American, for those of you listeners that are not only from Canada, but from the United States and places like the United Kingdom, China, Russia, and to all of those that have logged on to hear this radio blog today. For myself, my Native roots, and for those of you who are listening, what I'm doing is recognizing that the terms Native American, Native. So let's kind of look at some clarity here. The importance of clarifying Native or Native American really doesn't do us a people justice. And that is because there are over 100, just within Alberta, Canada, there are over 150,000 Native people living in Alberta alone. And from this number, there are many different Native cultures. And what we mean by that is that those cultures of families are designated on our maps as Cree, Ojibwe, a blood tribe. So just to get even more narrowed down, we have classification, for example, under the Cree. And did you know there are 4 distinct and different language families just within the Cree? So when you're thinking about Native, Aboriginal, or Native American people, each of us is a distinct family within a whole, if that makes any sense. And so therefore, that is also the extent of the belief systems, somewhat similar but not. So when I see photos or pictures of a flute player, we have to know that not all cultures play the flute. There may be something else. And same as drumming, not all Native people carry a drum, play songs, and then there's a whole different way of looking at ourselves. And I'm sure that if I were to talk about cultures across the board, the drum songs internationally and globally would be different for all cultures outside of the Native or Native American, if that makes sense. And so this is why I love history and learning about cultures and different people. So I'm going to move in a little bit to about myself. My people are from British Columbia, and we're from the Plateau region, and our families reside within 6 Chilcotin communities. My family live in the mountains called Honeycutin. And so in our language, we would say bear as Seth. One more time, a Chilcotin word for the bear is Seth. Interesting, right? And I'm sure that many of you on this call who have a language will say bear in your language. And again, I have not been one in strength to learn another language outside of English, although I've tried. I think it's more of my patience, but it gives you an idea of how extensive belief systems are and why we're going to talk about self-strength today, because each of us are distinct, just like a snowflake or a leaf on a tree. Not any one of those are the same. So in the Chilcotin, the bear is highly regarded in the form of peacekeeping, and within my family it is. My grandfather passed away in 1972, but he left his own legacy because he is the topic of peacekeeping, which is under the bear. This meant that he helped keep the peace amidst family and visitors way out in the mountains. And where my family are located is a good 3-hour drive from the small community of Williams Lake out into the middle of nowhere. When I think about self-strength, it's aligned for me inside of myself when I think about making things fair for everyone around me. I believe I inherited one of his traits, and he was a leader whom everyone looked up to. He was kind, yet daring at the same time. People valued his opinions and others didn't. If someone stole his saddle from a family, he would quickly find out who stole it, track them down, and give them the opportunity to give it back or to work for the family to pay for that item back. If the person was argumentative and didn't want to agree, he was tied to the tree and left there. My grandfather would occasionally check on him, and eventually a thief would succumb to his wrongdoings and make a choice to pay back to the community that wrongdoing. I want you to think about your animal, its strength, and what it means to you. And now we're going to get back to that previous question I had you think about while I was sharing what it meant to me about the bear. Okay? If you woke up tomorrow as an animal, what animal would you choose to be and why? So important when we examine and look at our self-strength. You may have never even had an awareness to recognize that totem within inside of you, that empowerment that helps you walk every day of your life forward to problem solve, like the bear helps me problem solve. Sometimes I have to just sleep on my question or my problem and just to find a solution. Sometimes I have to be courageous when I just don't want to. There are a lot of times when I'm diffusing an argument or when I think something isn't fair that I need to step up to the plate and I just don't want to. And a lot of times it's within a large group or it's in an open space where I feel very vulnerable. But through the bear and its teaching, I've learned to bring that within to myself and know that part of the solution is having everybody voice their needs and find a solution to the problem through that way. Anyways, I hope this has been of some help. I'd love to hear from you. Quickly look at the board here, and if you're not here, I'm going to tell you to phone as I'm looking for the phone number now on my dashboard. Okay. I want you to call in at 347-850-8537. Once again, you can call me at 347-850-8537. Okie dokie. I think I've given you everything, and I can hardly wait to hear what you've got to share with us. For those of you that are calling, I might have missed the host pin when we're calling in from Skype, which is the most accessible way to do this. Your host pin, which you'll be asked to dial in, will be 924 3713552 and then hit the pound key. Well, while we're waiting for callers, the topic of self-strength is a very good topic for empowerment. And too often we find ourselves struggling to believe in ourselves and gain confidence in personal life and or our business life. And the topic of empowering ourselves can be a whole lot of things. Personally, if we look at the question, when you try to find your own strength, you think about what comes naturally to you. So for me, I've always found some kind of totem, like either the bear, and this is why I was used animal, or an insect, or that kind of thing. One moment, I'm going to answer this call. Hello?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brenda calling. Brenda Stein, how are you today?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Doing great. Doing great. I'm loving your topic here because when we were talking last week, you asked me a question. You asked if I'd been around any animals or if there were any symbolisms and meanings. So first of all, what would I be? I would be a cross between a hawk and an owl, if there's such a beast as that. And the hawk, because I just love gathering, right? Flying high, keeping an eye on everything and seeing what's interesting down below. And then a part of me wants to teach that to people. And that's where the owl would come in.
Ah, so how does the owl work in that, in a spectrum of things?
I almost think of owl as being very wise, like a wise old owl. And wisdom, and I always think of, if there ever was an animal that was a teacher, animal or bird, it would be, an owl would be a teacher.
It's a good teacher. And so did, when I was talking about the bear and sharing my my thoughts around how the bear resonates for me, Do you have an example of how either the hawk or the owl has come into your life in terms of teaching others?
I hadn't even thought of that, Barbara. Whenever I think of an owl, I think of wisdom and I think of teaching. I'm not so sure I've ever in nature myself encountered anything with that. I think it's probably popular culture that's probably where I probably tie the two together is, in folk tales and that type of thing. Cartoons. I think I'd probably do the joining more in popular culture.
Okay, so while you're online and I'm talking, I've just pulled up spirit animal totems because there's a lot and there's different types of messages. Do you mind me sharing those with you, the two, the hawk and the owl, before I let you go?
That would be awesome. Thanks, Barbara.
So what I'm reading is on the hawk, choose your priorities and eliminate all distractions. And so if the hawk has flown into your life, be aware that there's a message to be received and interpreted. Hawk holds the key to a higher consciousness and trying to bring certain things into your circle of awareness. And of course, when I'm thinking about that, what you just said about hawk hovering and watching from a distance or sitting on a branch, gathering detail, that's what comes to mind when there's gatherings or meetings or that kind of thing. And maybe this might help you a little bit. The next one was just adding some information because they're not all accurate. They're just ways to look at different kinds of ways that messages help us in our life and strengthen us, use that type of thing to strengthen us internally. At least it does for me. The owl is listen to your inner voice and watch for signs that will guide you forward and use that wisdom. So with the owl, you may need to remove yourself from the noise of life and become the still, silent observer. And after slowing down and becoming stable, you will be amazed by the wealth of information and meaning that surrounds you. There's more, but it talks about that ability to sit quietly while we internally transmute the messages that we've gathered, from day-to-day life. And there's probably more, but I always find that everybody has their own interpretation once they do that for themselves. Oops. So that was that. Any
Oh,
thoughts
that's
on that
great.
before I let you go? Oh,
But you know what, that's really the period of time I'm going through right now as well, is especially the owl. When you initially start a
yeah.
business, you've got to zero down to, or really go down to one item and then expand from there. But a lot of times it is to sit and be very, very quiet and listen to the few things that really resonate at your core, at my core. So I find I'm doing a lot of that now, and almost ready to develop the courses going forward. So, boy, that's really timely. I'll listen to this again for the recording when it's available.
Yeah, as soon as we get done radio blog posted almost right away after it processes it, and so it's really good information. And just for those of you that might be listening after the call, where I went to gather some of the information. Now, remember I talked about the cards, but when we go into the internet, that you'd be able to discern what it is that you're reading and only pick out the items that mean resonate with you. That's what I do when I'm reading any one thing. So when I discern, just pick out the items that resonate, like, mean something to you. So it's at www.spirit and then dash animal.com. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. I'm visual, so I have to see it wrote out. But if you have any problems with that, you can always email me. I've left that email on the site of Radio Blog Talk Radio here. Okay, I think that pretty much wraps that up. I'll just put you on hold and then I'll continue unless you have another question, Brenda.
No, this is good for now. Thanks a lot, Barbara.
Okay. So here we are again, and that was an excellent sharing, Brenda. And I was looking at how, again, I'm going to speak a little bit more about, for me, I look at this site about the bear, and it's only when you can say a clear no that you can say a clear yes. Both are just as important in defining what your boundaries are, and that's what the bear teaches us on this site. Isn't that interesting? I've been learning on a personal level how to say to no to some things and yes to others. And how that I do this is that I have to make priorities. And what I mean by that is when I get up each day, actually I have a whole calendar here that helps me define what is most important in my life. What do I need to do on Monday throughout to Friday that are really important on my schedule besides business? It could be family. And when there are other things that come into into my calendar, like meetings, I have to discern. I have to say yes or no to some of them. So anyhow, I'm gonna go over here to look at it a bit deeper in terms of the bear. So what the bear does is help us go inward and explore our passions, our faith, our confidence, our self-esteem. Visualize, for me, what it does is it helps me visualize the things that I want to do. And I always think that a lot of that visualization comes from the bear. But even more so, remember when I was talking about bear and sleeping at night? If I can't quite get an answer, I'll put it on the back burner, which means that I give up on it for now and I go to bed. So it's kind of like thinking on it because it really kind of never goes away. Or else I write it down. I know there was another technique where I could write it down and back to it tomorrow. There's all kinds of different kinds, like all kinds of techniques when it comes to getting your answer. I'm not sure if any of you have done that before. Write your answer and then come back to it later on. And I find that sometimes a good walk while it's on the burner will work. I see it, the sun is shining today. The little finches have already visited the pine tree out front here. And it's really encouraging me to take a nice walk after this call, maybe after supper or something, so that I can also, you know, go through my thoughts of the day. So the bear also is a good teacher, and inside of me to copy and mimic the bear. The bear also teaches me a lot of patience, which is another one of its positive traits. It helps me manifest my ideas and encourages me to do projects. Sometimes I have to deal with developing further confidence, but that's a whole another radio blog about how we develop confidence. For me, when I walk like the bear, and like I said before, it's being really, really courageous. And it also helps me not, sometimes it helps me get out of the rut of compulsive thinking. Here, there, and everywhere. And then one of my mentors calls it the shiny object syndrome. And so that has me, you know, flying into different things back and forth and not really sitting down to digest the rest of the information. So, well, let's take a look while I'm waiting for other callers and discuss a little bit about another one that I seen the other day, which was very, it was amazing. I mean, how many people see a ladybug in February? We're February 26th. There's no, the snow is almost gone. The sun is shining. We've been getting +5 degrees out here in Alberta, Canada. And I look out my window, and it was earlier on this week, and there, behold, was a ladybug. Don't know how she got there. And I was thinking right away I should take this ladybug and put it outside, but I didn't want to put her outside when it was still snowing. Well, they're not snowing, but it's only +5. So what I did was I took her and I put her in the planter. And so let's take a look at the ladybug. And for those of you that... when it comes to dealing with loss and grief, one of the things I could say honestly here, sharing from a heartfelt place, is that a month ago, my mom went into the spirit world. And so, you know, I've been struggling. I have my moments. I call them my down days and my up days. And I do a lot of prayer and contemplation, in terms of recognizing the beautiful person that she was. And still, it doesn't ease the burden sometimes. And thinking about her on almost a regular level, and that one morning, here she was, the ladybug. So what the ladybug says, close your eyes and make a wish. It's time for wishes to be fulfilled. And if ladybug has flown into your life, the appearance of a ladybug heralds a time of luck in which our wishes begin to be fulfilled. Higher goals and new heights are now possible. Worries begin to dissipate. New happiness comes about. Ladybug also cautions us not to be too hard on ourselves or go way too fast in our dreams. And so, you know, that part, I just wanted to stop for a moment, is so important, because I'm living a dream, and yet at times I'm impatient and I want everything right now. Like, I want, my dream is the art studio, but even more so than the art studio, the cultural institute, the students, and being able to help those get up that one more rung in their dream, encourage and inspire and share not only my gifts, but also see your gifts while my dream is being fulfilled. And there are times I just really wanted to hurry up. And so, you know, Ladybug comes in and gave me a little message there, and talked about how it's signaling me to not be scared to live my own truth, but also to maybe practice a little bit as a turtle, like slow down. There's lots of time, and to protect my own truth and know that it's my honor to do so. And that, I thought that was beautiful. No, the other thing with this discernment is that Ladybug for me is all about the grieving I'm feeling. And sometimes it is in my life anyways, when I have a totem or I have someone that says something peculiar to me as they're passing me by, or they say something to me. I know cashier, a lady I met, she said something so beautiful the other day. And, you know, these messages don't just come from bugs and bears. They come from the people around you. You might be in a doctor's office and you pick up a magazine and all of a sudden you see this picture. But this picture or this message within it just absolutely resonates with where you're at this time and at this moment. And sometimes if you pause just a minute to look and listen to that message, you're going to discover it's almost like a secret, like that message is just for you. And that's the beauty of how our intuition aligns with spirit. This time, I'm taking a course all about that, is how to align spirit with ourselves. I don't think we need to align with spirit. I think we just need to, like for me, is just to pause and take that moment to really, really drink in what is being shared with me from all around me. And so there are times I forget about that because I get so immersed in other things, like the business of the day or the family preparations, or the walls need to be painted, and the list goes on. I'm sure you all have the same kind of things going on in your life. And so Ladybug is a personal totem that's very lively and an interesting companion. For me, she just truly brightened up my day. And my newsletter is also something that I wanted to share with you. Please, you know, stay in touch with us. Some of the information that I have in my newsletter, this last round, was on Ladybug, and it has some tips and tricks about what you can do with people with in terms of activities. And what is leadership anyways in the arts? No, leadership is quite the term. Most people kind of get turned off with it. But to me, it's about personal development and becoming better and real about myself so that I can connect with you. And, you know, ideally, it doesn't matter which business we're in, but it's really for me. And I'm always going to come back to speaking about me. This is really not about me. It's about you. It's about hearing what your needs are. It's about what is it that you really, really need in your life to help you along and empower you. Empowerment to me is that inspiration or being motivated by something. And I can pick up a pencil or a marker or a pen. It doesn't matter what it is. To me, it's a tool and a piece of paper. Start drawing and immediately start to find myself in that zone. You know, the other thing when we're talking about inner strength is that it's taken me a long time to understand my strengths, and inside of me there's this well of creativity. And that well of creativity I want to encourage in you is it's there. It doesn't matter what that creativity is, because when we're artistic, think we have the fine arts, the drawing pencil, watercolor, painting, visual arts, and theater and acting. It's more than that. Creativity is in cooking and sewing. It's even in imagination. Too often our strength with the strength in myself, as I was growing up, there wasn't ever any time for creativity when there were other things like housework was more like conducted as a business sense in my family. You get all these chores done and you get them completed. I honored that. That's excellent, because honestly, it's created who I am today. My parents had no idea when it came to enforcing those kinds of teaching that my commitment and accountability to what I want to do with my life has always been there. The other thing, though, was the creativity. And that self-strength of creativity can mean a lot of different things. And that's why I call this arts and leadership, or leadership of art, or arts and business. To me, they all come together, because as a creative person, we're always pursuing. We're creating. We're marveling in the color. We're smelling it. If we're not smelling it, like the spring is coming, we're hearing it in the birds. And that goes. I've watched people who have cooked in the kitchen. I've watched people who sew. I've watched woodworkers, carvers, sculptors. I've watched accountants, bookkeepers, lawyers, and there's always, always a creative craft. But the biggest thing about inner strength that I think that I missed while I was getting into the business was, and I don't want to focus too much on this, but it's a topic that I'm passionate about, is that when we were children, we allowed ourselves creative, because that be creative, because that's who we are. We were, right? Is as children. All of a sudden, we become adults, and it's a misdemeanor. Without that creativity, I discovered, I was really, really searching and grasping for intuition. Well, what is intuition? If we're all, there are rules and regulations to how we're going to, and now you're going to hear that passion when I talk, because I could speak to that, is drawing a circle or a square, and what color we're going to do, what shade we're going to make it, or who said that rice doesn't go with gravy, or you see what I'm saying? Some of these, the recipes of life are created by intuiting our spirit, by intuiting. Oh, that's a meaty one. By feeling ourselves and who we are without parameters. There are so many rules, and becoming an artist that and then after the rules and how to draw a line and how to what's a bold line and what's abstract, and don't want to bore you with that. But then there is also rules about how we get into the art world. Now, a lot of you might disagree, but this is just how I see it, right? So my internal self-strength is to discern exactly who I am as an artist. It's not so much the art, it's the creativity. And that creativity has been there for a long time, and working with people of all of diversity. Like, and I mean everyone. Like, I've had that, and I had to when I think about that strength. When I was asked who I am and what do I do, And I was going, oh, I'm an instructor. Oh, I'm a social worker. Or I do this really well. I do that really well. When I finally sat down and thought to myself, and this might help some of you that are working on business and identifying where your strengths are, is I went, wow. You know, when I was in the social development or social work department, I was fairly half decent at connecting with people and doing programs and proposals and all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking to myself, so as an example, that carried on into my instructional field. But then I thought, well, but that's not it, because I was okay with that. I was strong in that area. So then I'm thinking to myself, but really, what is it inside of that that gets me thinking and passionate about what it is I'm doing? And you know what? It's you. It's the learners. It's the students. No, it's not just you as a student, but it's also you as a friend or as an aunt or an uncle. It's about what you say. It's how you say it. It's and that's what it was really about. Because if when we're exchanging ideas and energies, we just came off a call, I did anyway, a few minutes before this one, it's all about giving back, giving one another that step up, and that is one of my strengths. That is what I do for myself as well. So when at the end of the day, I still have to go away with that core strength of courage or that strength in myself and say, what a wonderful job. You did awesome. And that takes a lot of effort sometimes after your long day or after my long day to go and do those kind of wonderful things for ourselves as well. If I'm talking about empowerment, I'm also going to talk about and think about and practice. Think and do the empowerment of myself. So, when we think about that inner strength, it's confidence in myself to interact with others and to be authentic in myself. I'm sure you've probably heard about authenticity, being authentic, and what does that mean, being authentic? That is a really good question. One of the questions I had, and it took me a while to find an example of being authentic. To me, being authentic is sitting here talking to you. I have some script and I don't have some script. But I'm not talking from outside of something that isn't new to me and telling you that I'm such a pro. That I'm this and I'm that, but I'm mimicking others' words. I mean, some of that's good, okay. You know, like we have quotes and affirmations and that. I'm not putting that down. Authentic is about where I'm coming from today. I am authentic and passionate about inspiring and motivating people to do better when they want to be better. If that makes sense. And when someone says that that information has been helpful, I'm excited. I'm glad. And if it isn't, then I go, okay, what went wrong? And still curious about the world and always will be curious about making things better in my life so that I can walk alongside of you, not in front of you, not behind you, beside you, is what John would say. But you know what it reminds me of too, is when I'm thinking about team and being confident in yourself, you would know, and like we use an example in the First Nation or Aboriginal cultures, and there's a story about the geese, right? And so when you look, you always see a leader in front, and they're making the noise high up in the sky so that they can alert to the other ones who might be down below, might miss flying south when they need to fly south. right? But they also, that bee, the leader up front, when he or she becomes tired, will fall back so that somebody else can lead. And they continue to do that practice because there's no such thing in the goose world about better or less. Everyone gets a chance to exchange their leadership role in the sky as they follow their way or the pathway back home. And when the elders told me that, I was like so like engulfed in imagination and thinking, if we were to more of that and support one another, each one of us have our own self strength and we're like those geese in the sky, can you imagine the kinds of things that we could do together with this self strength? Somebody, we all have that special gift. So if my self strength is being courageous and going, okay, I got to go up front, then who's going to, what kind of other strengths would complement a team? Well, what if somebody that has self confidence, maybe they walk up beside me because maybe they have something that they can share that is stronger than, in a sense, than I'm working on the courage, they got the confidence. What if somebody has that depth of respect? It is also another unique trait in strength, which is something that we would talk about later on in another show. So as you can see, there's so many different things and different ways we can and go on and talk about. And we don't have callers in the queue, and I don't want to, I want you to go away and really celebrate your strength. You can't celebrate your strength today. Discover what your strength is just by finding an animal. You know, one of the key things before I go away, that would be a good example of what helped me, was an elder said to me one time, what animal continues to visit you? You've had some experience with an animal that you haven't had, or an insect, or whatever it is, that you haven't been able to share with us. And that's the one you want to look at. So once you figure it out, then you can come back and you can talk about it. You can look it up on the spirit animal totem and see maybe what some of that information might be, or Google it. Just what is that animal? Some of the ways it lives and that kind of thing. I know that an example outside of my bear would be a lady who always, right just before anybody else seen them, would see a dragonfly. And the dragonfly would automatically almost go right sitting on her nose. And it didn't matter where she was, there was the dragonfly. And that dragonfly, you know, the sound of their wings. And so that dragonfly might have been saying, you are responsible for what you see in your life, and take note, because not all of it is real. So they're asking you to pay attention to your deeper desires and be mindful of the outcome that you want. And it's also reminded her to, you know, think about what she was thinking and what she was seeing on the surface. And it also was wanting her to know that sometimes in the midst of illusions, there is a pathway to transform yourself and bring light and color into your life. When that was shared with her about how dragonfly brought the colors and the light into her life, and I read from that page, but honestly, like, that was a lady that came years ago to talk about that. because everywhere she went, it was like the dragonflies were dancing not even a few inches from her shoulder, or they would touch her hair, or and almost in my mind, I would picture the dragonfly family at times. For me, when I go out there, I actually almost hear them giggle, like, they're giggling. There's a bunch of them, and they're so giddy and happy and dart and flit all over that they bring joy to our life. Anyways, with that much being said, I have enjoyed my time immensely with you. And if you have any questions, you want to go to bderek@nativestudioart.net. And when you come to the radio blog hosting here, you can also join my newsletter. I'd encourage that. You can find me on Facebook under Barbara Mackey, and or else Google Native Studio Art, and you're gonna find me. I'm real all over. Okay, thanks a ton, and you just have a very, very glorious day.